In just a minute, Carl learns the hard way that rhyme doesn't pay in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, this week, American-German ties took a giant step forward when German leader Angela Merkel and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton bonded over a shared mutual interest. What?
Would this be the picture of their two midsections?
Yes, wearing?
Pantsuits.
Pantsuits. They both love pantsuits, yes. Pantsuits, yay. Before the state dinner on Tuesday, Merkel presented Clinton with a photo that showed both women, Clinton and Merkel, from the chest down wearing almost identical pantsuits, and it had the caption, "Which one is which?" Funny. Ms. Merkel and Mrs. Clinton also bonded over the fact that they've both received back rubs from American presidents that they did not want. In Ms. Merkel's case, it was, of course, as you remember, George Bush at a summit meeting. In Secretary Clinton's case, it was President Clinton for about a week after he came clean about Lewinsky. Charlie, we think of the life of our ancient male ancestors as a constant struggle. Either they were roaming miles gathering plants or hunting down mammoths with spears. But in fact, according to a new study of one archaeological site, ancient males spent most of their time where?
On a couch.
Pretty much. The answer is at home.
Yes, they were homebodies.
They were homebodies. Ladies, you know how your husband just sits in the sofa doing nothing all day? He's not lazy. He's true to his evolutionary roots. According to scientists at the University of Colorado, in a study of a 2-million-year-old archaeological site, ancient women, or hominids, did all the hunting, exploring, and gathering, while men stayed back at the cave just watching the same cave paintings over and over again and spending way, way too much time obsessing over their fantasy fiery discovering league. Their fantasy fire discovering league. You see. You know these hominids are sitting there like pointing the remotes at the cave painting going, "It's not working, it's still changing."
And you know what? They can't make the clock work on the
it's
cave
terrible,
painting.
It's terrible, it's terrible. Little cave painting blinking 12, 12, 12. PJ, managers are always looking for new ways to increase their employees' productivity. A new study suggests what is the perfect tool to get people working hard?
A Republican Congress and presidency lowering the tax rates. All right.
I need a hint.
Oh, no. You need a hint. Don't worry, PJ. I'm sure you're smart enough to get this.
Ooh.
That's the hint.
Oh, I think I
you
can
You use sarcasm
exactly.
on
Exactly. Sarcasm, PJ. A phenomenon unknown to you. It turns out if you need somebody to do a task right away, don't yell at them. Mock them ironically. Really?
Yeah, what? That's what I've been doing for a living for 35 years. It works like crap. Let me tell you.
There's a new study in the Journal of Applied Psychology. It suggests that angry statements like, "Get this done or you're fired," well, it motivates them, but it shuts down creativity. Statements like, "I'm sure a person of your intellectual greatness will find this spreadsheet a snap." That helps stimulate workers to do complex jobs.
Yeah. Didn't like everybody's mom discover this 40 years ago?
Apparently.
And it worked like crap.
Yeah.
You know?
Besides, if this was true, teenagers would control the world.
They would. Specifically, my 13-year-old daughter. I mean, she would be empress of the earth.
Roxanne, you may have heard about the contortionist who hid in a suitcase to rob the baggage on an airport bus in Spain this week.
Yes.
I'm sure you had. That's why I shouldn't even bother to mention it. Okay. Well, it turns out that this guy got caught when his accomplice was seen doing what?
All right.
Ironing him back at the hotel.
Since he's not sharing this, this little guy, they put him in the lower part of the bus, and then he climbs out of the luggage and rifles through all the people that are in the actual seats of the bus. So his accomplice, he failed to pay the additional luggage fee for this guy.
No.
He was knocking on the floor of the bus going, "Hey, how you doing down there?"
That's exactly right. He was seen talking to the luggage. Here's a tip, burglars. People do talk to their luggage, but very few of them listen for a response. Don't do it. After other passengers watched the man and the luggage deep in conversation, they tipped off police, who found the sweaty 6-foot contortionist burglar inside. Once removed, the man insisted he was innocent and that he's only traveling in the suitcase because it had more leg room. PJ, everybody knows shopping for jeans is one of life's most awful experiences. I'm sure you go through this all the time.
No, I don't.
All right.
I'm a Republican. The help wears jeans.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Anyway, when people buy jeans, Roxanne, maybe you can inform PJ, the big concern when you buy jeans is what?
The big concern is that it makes your derriere perhaps look not as petite as one might wish.
What about a blue blazer that comes down over your derriere?
That's true. That is truly the Republican solution.
Republican
a blue blazer, a club tie, a martini. What are you worried about?
Two more martinis and I will look like Hugh Jackman.
Getting back to the dressing room, PJ.
Yes.
The martini's a good idea.
The martini's a fine idea. But
shaken, not stirred. Yeah.
I know. Now, put the martini aside, if you will, mentally, and go back to the dressing room.
Yeah.
In the dressing room, they have something to help you find out if your butt looks big.
It's called a mirror.
No, more it's a more high-tech solution.
A video camera?
Yes, butt cameras.
It's
the latest thing. Everybody who buys a pair of jeans is like, oh my gosh, do they make my butt look fat? Well, one solution to this problem would be just to put a sign in the dressing room that said, yes. But this is better. You know, it's like those cameras in the back of minivans or SUVs. It's a camera in the dressing room, and it points at your butt, and you can see it on a monitor in front of you, so you can find out. Customers are spending hours gazing at their butts from a perspective they never had before, going, oh my God, it's so beautiful. But be careful. On the lower edge of the monitor, there's a warning. Butts on screen may be larger than they appear.